The Assignation. Edgar Allan Poe, synopsis. In The Assignation, Edgar Allan Poe tells the tragic story of an illicit love affair in Venice between a young man and the Marchesa Aphrodite. A heroic rescue leads to revelations of passion and despair, culminating in death and suicide under a veil of mystery and decadent beauty. Keywords: tragedy, mystery, romance. Notice: this text is a work in the public domain and reflects the norms, values, and perspectives of its time. Some readers may find parts of this content offensive or disturbing, given the evolution in social norms and in our collective understanding of issues of equality, human rights, and mutual respect. We ask readers to approach this material with an understanding of the historical era in which it was written, recognizing that it may contain language, ideas, or descriptions that are incompatible with today's ethical and moral standards. Names from foreign languages will be preserved in their original form, with no translation. The Assignation. Stay for me there, I will not fail, to meet thee in that hollow vale. Exequy on the Death of His Wife by Henry King, Bishop of Chichester. Ill-fated and mysterious man, bewildered in the brilliancy of thine own imagination, and fallen in the flames of thine own youth. Again in fancy I behold thee, once more thy form hath risen before me. Nado, not as thou art in the cold valley and shadow, but as thou shouldst be squandering away a life of magnificent meditation in that city of dim visions, thine own Venice, which is a star-beloved Elysium of the sea, and the wide windows of whose Palladian palaces look down with a deep and bitter meaning upon the secrets of her silent waters. Yes, I repeat it as thou shouldst be. There are surely other worlds than this other thoughts, than the thoughts of the multitude other speculations, than the speculations of the sophist. Who then shall call thy conduct into question? Who blame thee for thy visionary hours, or denounce those occupations as a wasting away of life, which were but the overflowings of thine everlasting energies? It was at Venice, beneath the covered archway there called the Ponte di Sospiri, that I met for the third or fourth time the person of whom I speak. It is with a confused recollection that I bring to mind the circumstances of that meeting. Yet I remember how should I forget? The deep midnight, the bridge of sighs, the beauty of woman, and the genius of romance that's
sample complete. Ready to continue?